How did you get into making movies and working as a cinematographer?
I got into the movies by watching making of a wonderful movie. Then I was 18 years old, and it was called, I'm very bad with names, but it will come at this in a second. My memory of names is very, very bad. Lola Montez. Lola Montez was a wonderful movie that Max Ophüls directed, and to my parents I had the chance to watch the shooting of this movie. And I was 18 years old, and I could watch the shooting of that for like 2 weeks. And Christian Matras was the DP on that one, and I was fascinated by him, what he did. And, you know, I grew up in a theater, and I started taking pictures and went into photography. So for me, it was the combination between theater and making pictures, and they started moving. So that was 18. I said, okay, that's it. This is what I want to be.
And obviously, being bitten by the bug early, what was sort of your background? Did they have school for you at that time to go to learn?
No, there were no film schools in Germany at that time. No, it was more, I went to one DP that I knew, and he was very good, and he said, you should study photography first. And I did that for 2 years, and then made my exam, and it was summa cum laude. And so then I got a job in a television station in Germany, and started pretty soon then meeting directors, and started making TV movies with them. And in 68, I went to Berlin with this one director, Peter Lilienthal, and started teaching at a film school in Berlin, which just had opened. And from then on, it went on and on.
I wanted to ask, what do you remember from when you first met Rainer Werner Fassbinder?
That was not so funny meeting, because he didn't want me to shoot this movie because he had another DP in mind, and this guy couldn't do it. He had other things to do. And a friend of mine recommended me, and when I came to Almeria, we shot this movie Whitey in Almeria. And when I came to Almeria, he was grumpy and didn't like me at all. And I thought, okay, I better do not unpack my suitcase, because I'm going to be out of here in a week or two. But then we started working together, and it was very tough with him. But more and more, he felt that he never talked, he never said any friendly word about it, whatever I did. But he always gave me very complicated shots to do, and I never said, I can't do that. I always said, okay, it's a tough one, but it takes a little time, but it's great. I want to do it. And so more and more he realized that I wasn't too bad. And yeah. And I learned that he was a very, very good director. He was a monster, but he was very good. And so we worked together for 9 years and shot 17 movies together. All that you know, as you know my biography. And it was a very important experience for me. And it got better, and sometimes it got worse, sometimes it got better. But I learned a lot working with him, a lot, I must say.
Yeah, that's a lot of films to make over a short period of time, and he made like 40 of them before he passed
right.
away in just about 12 years. I mean, you talked a little bit about his method, but, you know, how was he able to crank out that much work? How were you able to do that much work with him in that short a period of time?
And he was very fast. You know, he was writing, sometimes he was writing his script like in 3 weeks, and then we had a prep time of like 3 weeks, and we shot it in 4 weeks, and then he edited in another 2 or 3 weeks, and then the movie was done. And then, you know, we were up for the next one. So we shot at least two, sometimes three movies a year. And I didn't even shoot every movie that he shot, because I wanted to still have other directors that I worked with before to work with me, that are not dependent on him, because most of the people that he worked with were absolutely dependent on him. I mean, not only financially, but also, you know, they were all, most of them were like gay, and they were all kind of like a big gay family, and that was not my term.
So he had this sort of cult leader aspect where he had like a group around him.
Right, exactly.
World on a Wire. Do you remember making that film, how that came about? Because that was, you know, pretty big.
Oh, yeah,
production.
I remember it clearly, because it was a great experience. It was a production of a television station in Germany, WDR. We shot at least for 8 weeks. I think it was two parts, two times 90 minutes. And we shot a lot of it in Paris. And it was a great experience, I must say. It was wonderful. He behaved really great in this one, I must say. It was fun to work with him. We went out like every night in a nice restaurant, and he was very demanding, and the shots were really, sometimes really hard, because we used a lot of reflections, you know, glass and mirrors and all that, and you know probably how hard that is, that you don't see yourself all the time, and but we made it, and now this TV production is restored, and it opened a couple of months ago in Germany, and I saw it in a movie theater on a big screen, and I must say it's still holding up. It's a great, great movie, and it looks pretty cool, I must say.
I was going to ask about all of those reflections and surfaces, because it really adds something to the whole concept of the piece. I mean, they're not just there to be there because it looks nice or it's interesting. How was it to try and handle that, you know, because I don't see crew in the back or camera or anything. I mean, how do you handle a lot of those reflections in a situation like that?
It was tough, I must say. It was really tough. So you had always to find an angle sometimes you can move things. You can move a window that it's not reflecting, or you can move an image on the wall, a picture on the wall or so. But it was always, we're always fighting against this. And but, you know, we succeeded. It was tough, but we made it. And then it was wonderful to see the result. It was a great story. And we were all so into that we felt, maybe this is really true. Maybe this is, we are on a wire. And if somebody pulls the plug, then this is all done. Because it's all based on plus and minus, you know?
Yeah, definitely. You talked recently about it being re-released to theaters in Germany, but do you remember when it first came out, what the reaction was when it was on TV?
I don't remember it, but I think I met a lot of people after that. They really thought it was fascinating. And myself, I thought it was fascinating. When I saw it, we were really fascinated by that idea of this wonderful writer who invented the story. And you know, probably we will talk about that when we talk about 13th Floor, that a couple of years later, I thought maybe there's a time to do a remake of it. And first of all, I thought I may be directing it myself, because I know the story so well and love it so much. But then I never had time, because I always had to work with the great directors, and I was never sure if I could really do it. And then the famous producer in Germany, I'm bad with name, but you know his name, he asked me if he could buy it for me. And he was like, he was out for the same story. I just had the luck that I was a little earlier than him. And then I was co-producer on it.
Yeah, talking about 13th Floor, I mean, you talked a little bit about it there. You originally wanted to develop it yourself as something you wanted to do?
Yeah.
Do you remember sort of like when the discussion for you started, like when you thought, you know, that would be an interesting thing to revisit and make it in the States?
I thought now the way we could handle a story like that with CGI and all that would be much more interesting to go in that world. But then when they shot 13th Floor, I visited the set a couple of times, and then I visited the final movie, and I must say I was a little disappointed because it didn't have the magic of World on the Wire that I shot with Fassbinder. I don't know what it was. I think the magic of what he did was basically from being based on these strange characters he had in the movie. All these actors were really like a little bit crazy, you know, most of them. And they were like really, most of them, some of them were really freaks. And it was, that was, I think it was one great idea of his to use people who are not like regular, you know, actors, who are well known and things like that. They were just people on the edge of things, and sometimes they were not really actors or actresses, and some were great. I mean, the main guy was a wonderful actor, great actor. But others were, yeah, he had a couple of older movie actors in it who were wonderful. But then around that were a lot of like really wild people.
The thing that was interesting to me when I just watched 13th Floor, I think it was for the first time since it came out, was going through the credits list and realizing, as you said, you came on as a producer and then Armin Mueller-Stahl is in it. So there's all these people who were connected to Fassbinder in some way or to World on a Wire. So I was very excited. I was like, wow, you know, all these people who had worked on the original film or understood, you know, what Fassbinder's attitude was, and was wondering sort of where that kind of connection came from. Do you think that your connection and all of that maybe helped the production in some way? Did anyone look at World on a Wire, do you know of, when they were making 13th Floor? Or was it just something that you wanted to develop and then someone just bought the property from you?
No, I mean, I'm sure that they've watched it before. I mean, definitely the producer watched it not only once, he watched it a couple of times. He wanted to do the remake to start with. I was just a little, by accident for him, a little faster. It was just by something that I was like, you know, a couple of days or a couple of weeks earlier to ask for the rights to get them. But he knew it and he loved it. But how do you feel about it? What do you thought? You saw World on the Wire and you saw 13th Floor. What do you think about the remake?
Well, my co-partner on the podcast really likes 13th Floor. We both agree that it's kind of flawed. The one thing that we feel also is that because when it came out, there was a lot of people who thought it would be like The Matrix because it came out around the same time. And we think that sort of the marketing was a little odd. As for me, I think it's enjoyable, but it seems to be missing something for me. That at the same time, like World on a Wire, I really appreciate because as we did the show on it, it was about kind of like when I saw it, I thought of it in the mode of sort of like how Alphaville is, and how Godard used contemporary time and just a few sort of audio and visual tricks to make you realize that this is supposed to be the future in some way, but he's really building it in your head. And I think that you and the visual look and Fassbinder and the way it's put together can take something that's contemporary and make it otherworldly without, as we now have in Hollywood, the big special effects. And that's why I connected more to World on a Wire than I did to the 13th Floor.
Yeah. Good. And the reason why we shot it in Paris was that there was so much architecture that was new to us and different to Germany. We couldn't shoot it in Germany because we shot like inside stuff in Germany, but most of all the exterior stuff was all shot in Paris because they had interesting new architecture in the suburbs, and that was kind of futuristic in a way, and that it was wonderful.
13th Floor, your involvement as a producer, was it because they bought the rights from you, so you weren't really intimately involved in the day-to-day, or what was sort of your involvement with it?
No, I was not involved in way too late because everyday basic things, because you know, I was working a lot in the States, and I always busy with other projects and directors, and so I didn't have the time to be there. I visited the set a couple of times, and I knew the director, and I knew the producer, Roland Emmerich, and finally the name comes to me. I know him pretty well, and I know the director, and he has had a very good movie in Germany. I thought, okay, this guy might be all right for the project. But then when I visited the set, I learned that Roland was taking over a lot and did it more or less his own way. But, you know, it was okay.
Yeah, he's, you know, Roland Emmerich is one of those guys who's sort of the big blockbuster machine guy. You know, they make the big movies. So
The hands-on guy.
Yeah, he's one of the big name producers, the strong producers, right. I guess, is what they would call them back in the day. So it's interesting for me to watch because, you know, like we talk about movies that are, you know, remade or re-inspired by, you know, European film or foreign film or whatever in the States, it's an interesting comparison as to maybe an American take or a Hollywood take versus what you guys were doing in the early, mid-70s.
Yeah. It was funny for me to see it after we shot it like 38 years ago, and to see it now again was interesting, because I thought it aged pretty well, I thought. And that's what's a very interesting new experience. We restored it in a great way, so it looked pretty pristine. You saw that restored version, right?
Yeah, they did a nice job of that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.